in Daf Mem Hei Yomid Beis, three lines from the bottom. Omar Rav Chome Bar Gurya Omar Rav, Halakeyach Eved Min Ha'Oved Kechavim. A person purchased an Eved from a Goy, it's a Goyish Eved, and it was sold to him, a Goy that owned this Eved sold it to a Yid. V'kodam v'tovar l'shein ben choyrim. And now this Eved went and he tabled himself l'shein ben choyrim. Kona atmoy ben choyrim. So now he becomes a ben choyrim. And the kinyan avdus that this Yisroel had in this Eved becomes nitka. My time. What is the reason for this halacha? Eved kechavim gufa loikani lei. The guy does not have a kinyan haguf in the goyish eved. My dekani lei udemakni lei. What the guy possesses in this goyish eved, that's what he can sell. What does he possess in the goyish eved? He possesses a shibut lamay sayado. A goy does not have a kinyan aguf and a goyish eved. He only has a shibud lemaisa yodo. As whatever he possesses, so now he sold this to a yid, so the yid is now a shibud lemaisa yodo. The kivin, the kodam, the tova, the shein ben chayrim. And now he was tovel himself with shein ben chayrim. He was tovel himself with shein geiris. So the shibud that the yid had in him becomes nifka, because the shibud was only a shibud in a goy, and in a yid he doesn't have the shibud. So since he became a yid, so automatically the shibud becomes nifka. Kiderove, the omarove, hegdish, chometz, v'shicho, mavkiyim midei shibud. Let us see what Rashi says. Oivet kechavim gufe loikoni. Oivet kechavim loikonoi le gufe shalze mitchile. When he purchased him to begin with, he did not have a kinyan aguf in him. Kedoma le kamon, vlehem kainim zaze. That means, if the guy would have a kinyan aguf in him, and then the kinyan aguf belongs to the yid, so then he can't be megayer himself. Guf ikonoi. She's not a bailam. But since he only has a kinyan shibud in him, so that's what the yid who purchased it received from the goy. So now that he became a yid, so the whole kinyan he had becomes nifka. Hegdish chometz v'shicho. So Rashi explains, also sheiroi apoiteki, a person made a shibud on his sheir, poitehekoi, that the gviye, he owed someone money, and the gviye should be from this sheir. So there's a shibud on this sheir to be goyve, the malve should be goyve his chay from this sheir. V'gdishoi lamizbeach. Now, an apoiteki means that it belongs, the etzem chayfetz belongs to the loive, and the malve has a schus gviye on this shor, on this apoiteki. V'igdishoi lamizbeach. And now he was magdished for a kolb. The loive was magdish the shor, which is his, for a kolb. Dahavi kdushis aguf. So now it is a kedusha. Now it's oimed lakhove. The schuz gviye that the malva had is kolzman. It's not a kolb. You can't be goyve from a kolb. So automatically the schuz gviye, the shibud becomes nifka. He only had a schus gviya shibud, and in moment is now it became a kolb, so automatically he loses his shibud. His pokat shibud de kame. When it becomes a kolb, so it's nifka, the shibud that the malva had. Aval kedushas bedik habayis. What that's called hegdish is mafkiyim midei shibud mean kedushas haguf. Aval kedushas bedik habayis. What if the leiva was magdish to shola bedik habayis? Lei mafkiy. Now kedushas bedik habayis is that means that the mominess of the chayfets belongs to the shus gavoya. The Gemara says a loshin and peik merube mali mochei lehedyet mali mochei legavoya. That means there's a kedushas bedik habayis means there's a transition of bailus. Before it belonged to a hedyet, now belongs to the shus gavoya. But it's a transition in it's a chayshim mishpatik transition. So memele in chayshim mishpat the halacha is just like when a loive will sell a dova hamishubed to a lekeach. So the malve has a schus gviya from the lekeach. That means I have a shibud on this chayfetz. So memele it's no chilek who the chayfetz belongs to. I have a schus gviya on this chayfetz. So kedushas bedik habayis is like there was another, but it was a transferal of bailus before it belonged to the loive, the shoyer. Now it belongs to bedik habayis, but this is another bailim. So you can mourn from this bailim also. Is loy mafke. So if he was magdishit lebedik habayis, that will not be mafkiya the shibud. Kedisnan be'elchin moisiv oidina upoida nechosim kulam. This moisiv oidina is only at the rabbon of the kedin. Shlo yoimru hegdish yaitzi beloi pidin. Me'ikar adin, he doesn't have to give a dinner either. That means that since he has a schus gviya from this shayl, so he can take it away. I mean, that's the shibud he had. So just like you take away, if you have a shibud on the shir, you take it away from the lekuchis, you can take it away from bedik habayis also. That is the case of hegdish mafkiya midei shibud, and hegdish means akdushas aguf, akdushas kob. Oi, now what is the case of chametz? So him osa chemtsoi apoyteki la'ivet kechol. Let's say he made his chometz and apoyteki leivet kechov. He borrowed money from a goy before Pesach, and he was meshabed the chometz to the goy, that the goy is a schus gviya from this chometz. V'arei hu munach b'yodei shal Yisrael, and now it's b'rshu shal Yisrael, u'bohu sheish shoy shal erev Pesach. Now it's Erev Pesach. Poka shibud ha'ovid kechav. So the shibud that the goy had in this chametz becomes nifka. Hoyo v'loy havi mamish didei. Since it was not the goy's, the goy only had a shibud in the chametz. V'chayim zeh levaro. And the yid is mechuyev to be mevaro. Now, on this halacha that chometz is mafkiya midei shibud, Rabbi Chanan in Kevet Shiurim, Mesechtes Psochim, Ois Kuf Mem Zayin asks, he says he doesn't understand this din. Ubeika hardine de isa chometz mafkiya mishibud nochi koshe, agabi nochi leke isa chometz. I says Rabbi Chanan asked like this, I didn't kainomis mafkiyim idei shibud. So kainomis mafkiyim idei shibud would mean as follows. Let's say he was meshabed achayfetz to a malve, and then he put an isa kainim on it. Kainim is like a hegdish. So memele, or kainim is an isa hanor. So memele, so the kainim that is on the chayfetz, since the chayfetz is shel haloive, so I could be matves a kainim on it, And by making it also banot to the malve, so the schus gviya, the shibud, becomes nifka from the malve. That is, if I made a koinam on the malve. So Rabbi Chanan asks, what if a person made a koinam on beryl, and chatzkel is the malve? So the koinam on beryl will not be meinea chatzkel from being goive the apoitiki. The whole thing is, if there's an Isser on the Malva, so that's Mavkiya, the Shibut. So Rabbi Chanan asks, he doesn't understand, there's no Isser on the Goy. By the Goy, the Chometz is, for the Goy, it's not also Bahano. So why do we consider that the Shibut that the Goy had on the Chometz becomes Nifka? What is Mavkiya, the Shibut? He, weiter, he has his Schus Kviya. And the Isser Anna doesn't affect him in the least. But Rabbi Chonam blives by Akasha. Davnei Nezer, and Er Chaim Chelik Beis, and Shinchav Gibel, says, not the Isser Anna is Mavkiya the Shibud, and the Chiv Bir is Mavkiya the Shibud. That since the din is Hakel Chayovim Levaroi, so there's a din that it has to, since it's Chomet Shal Yisroel, it has to be destroyed. So that takes away, so something that's oimedly is bayer, so whatever bailus the guy had in it automatically becomes nifka. That means if it's oimed to be destroyed, so one cannot possess any mumminess in it. That's what Avnineza says. So pocket shibu David kechovim hoyevloi have a mamish today. That means if it would be his, so what's that hakum mitzuvim levari? Not mitzuvim to be levari chomet shalakum, but it's not chomet shalakum. It's chomet shal Yisrael. V'chayiv zel levari is chala chiyiv bir. Hakum mitzuvim levari. So the chiyiv bir is mafkia, the shibud that the guy had in the chomet. V'shichu, Hagdish Chometz Vishichu, also Avdoi Apoitiki Lachaveiro. He had an Evid Knani and he made him an Apoitiki. Vishicharoi is Meshuchar, so now he became a Yisrael. Upoka Mumayne Shalmalve, the Schus he had was Kolzman, he was an Evid Knani, Amadoi Melachameiros, he had a Schus that he could be Goyve him for himself. The minute he became a Yid, so that Schus becomes Nifka. It's not shaykh to have a kinyan, a goof and a yid. So memele, so the Gemara says, here's the same thing. That if this guy never belonged to the yid, he was a goyish eved that was sold to the yid from a goyish odin. So the guy can only sell what he possessed, which was a Kenyan Shibut, Kenyan Maisa Yoda. So Memele, so this bailus that the Yid acquired from the guy becomes Nifka if he was Meshacher himself. If he was, so Memele, that's the din like Shichas Mavkimide Shibut. So now he became a Yid, so automatically, the schus that he had in a goyish eved becomes nifka because he's a yid now. In a yid, you don't have such a schus. Mosiv Rav Chisde. So Rav Chisde asked Akasha. Maise bebluria hagiyoyres, shekitmu avodeho vetovlu lefoneho, ubo maise lifnei chachomrim, vaomru konu atzmon bnei chayrim, Lefona in lacheholoi. So Rav Chisde asked Akashi. Let us see Rashi, then we'll try to explain the Gemara. Lefoneho in, lefi shehein geirim, vihi oivedes kechovim, v'oived kechovim Yisrael lekoni legufe, doesn't have a kinyan aguf. Lachaloi, Alma Gabi Yisrael, Loyamrinin, Kone Eved Atzmai Ben Chayim. Now let's explain what happened over here. Bluria Hagiyoyres possessed Avodim Goyim. She was a Goy, and she possessed Avodim, which were also Goyim to her. So in other words, she had a kinyan maisa yadayim and these goyish avodim. Now, she decided to be megayer herself. She wanted a mikveh for her own geirus. And these avodim also went to the mikveh and kodmu v'tovlu lefonel. And they tovled themselves l'shem yadus. So the halacha is as follows. This is the havamin of the Gemara. That those that toivel themselves before she became a yid, so that tvile made them yidin, so mamela, so she lost her shibud that she had in them. Those that toivel themselves after she became a yid, the tvile didn't help. So Rav Chisda is asking Akasha on Rav Chome Bar Gurya. Now, what is the svare of Rav Chisda? So, in Chedusha Rav Shimon, Simen Mem Aleph, he explains Rav Chisda held as follows. That by Emerson, we're going to have a Gemara soon, that a goy cannot have a kinyan haguf in the nagoyish eved. Atem koinim mehem, b'loihem koinim mikem, b'loihem koinim ze mize. That a goy cannot possess a kinyan haguf on another goy. So Rav Shimon says that Rav Chisda held that b'emeson, when the goy sold himself as an eved to the first to the goyish odin, lemaise, he's selling himself lemaise yodov loylam. That was the avdus. The avdus that the goy is selling himself to the odin is that means I'm koni to you forever. So all my maise yodayim belong to the goyish odin. So Rav Shimon says, perhaps we could be mamtik a little bit. He doesn't mention this, but I think that's his kavone. We had a machloikis, kinyan peiris ke kinyan aguf. There's a svore, if a person possesses the peiris of a karke, so all the profit that one can reap from the karke belongs to him, so he's called the baal haguf. So Rav Shimon Tain is, if a person sold himself for an eved oilam to a goy, so that means he's an eved to the goy, so all, any profit that one can get from him, that means he's koni to the goy. So he says, theoretically, when the odin possesses all this, so we should consider it kilo gufay koni. What does the Eved have already for himself? He's in Gansen, he belongs to the Goy in Gansen. Now we have a Gzeiris HaKosuv that Atem Koinim Mehem, V'loihem Koinim Zemizeh. So he says the Gzeiris HaKosuv is a Gzeiris HaKosuv only in Lomdes. That means even though Alpi Gidrei Choshem Mishpot, one should assume that if he's koni lemaise yodav loyalum, that is called you have a kinyan aguf. The Torah said it's not considered like you have a kinyan aguf. For ain't, that means that what you possess does not make you a bailam and the guf forever. So it's a gzeiris hakosuf. In other words, the mitzad, what he possesses in chayshim mishpat, he should be a bailam. But it's a gzeiris hakosuf, he doesn't become a bailam. So the Gzeiris HaKosov is only when a goy is an eved to a goy. What happens when a goy sells him to a yid? So now the yid possesses everything that the goy possessed. So Rav Chisda held, so now it should be called he has a kinyan aguf in him. Because the only meniyah that was meinayim from getting a kinyan aguf was a gzeiris hakosu. That means al pi gidrei choshim mishpot, that what he possessed avdus in him should have really made him a baal kinyan aguf. That's a gzeiris hakosu. So the gzeiris hakosu only applies to a goy. That a goy, even though he has all this, we don't consider gufay koni. But if a yid will have all this, and I don't have this gzeiris hakosuv, so it's gufay koni. That's how Rav Chisda understood this. So Rav Chisda understood this maise of bluria hagiyoris. So he understood this maise beautifully. Bluria hagiyoris was a goite, and she possessed avodim. So she had a kinyan avdus in there. So Kozman, she was a goite. So she didn't have a kinyan aguf in them, because that's the gzeiras akosav. So those avodim that toivled themselves before she became a yidene, so those avodim, she didn't have a kinyan aguf, was only a kinyan shibud. So the klal is that shicha mafkil de shibud, the geiras is mafkil de shibud. But the minute she became a yidene, so memele now, that kinyan avdi she had in the remaining avodim, now automatically became a kinyan aguf. So maybe that's shot in this maise. The maise is la'achreha, those who toivled themselves after she toivled herself. Why? They did not become b'nei chayrin, because automatically she got a kinyan aguf in them. That's how Rav Chisda understood this halacha. So Memele Rav Chisda is asking Rav Chama Meira the Kikashe. So why did you say if a goy sells his eved to a yid, v'kodmoy v'tova l'shem ben chayrim, the yid loses his bailes? Now I got news for you. When does it have a teiris shibud only calls man? The goy possesses the eved. Because that's mitzad gzeres akosov v'loihem koinim zemizeh. So the Torah said his chus avdis does not give him a kinyan aguf. But the minute the yid possesses this, so we don't have this gzeres akosov anymore, so now the yid automatically gets a kinyan aguf because of this chus avdis. So Rav Chama, you're wrong. So can't be kodmu v'tovlu l'shem ben, kodam v'tovlu l'shem ben chayrim kona atzmai. That's how Rav Shimon learns pshat in Rav Chizde. Omar Rav, so Rav says, that's not pshat in the Maisa with blue Yagi Eiris. You didn't learn the correct pshat. No, pshat is as follows. Lifoneho. Those that toivled themselves before she toivled herself, bein bistam, say they didn't say anything. Bein bimefurish, say they said we want to toivel ourselves l'shem yadus, so they become yidden. Lachreho, but those who toivled themselves after she became a giyores. Bemefurish in bistam loy. So then, only if they'll say befeirish that they're toivling themselves l'shem yados, then they'll become abnei chayrim. If they won't say they're toivling themselves l'shem yados, they'll be toivl stam. So we'll assume that the tefillah was l'shem avdus. That's the difference between before and after. Before, Afila, they didn't say anything. I assume the tvila is l'shem yadus. And afterwards, I assume, but it matters what they said. If they didn't say anything, I assume the tvila is l'shem avdus. If they said something, then they said that the tvila is l'shem yadus, and I said it's l'shem yadus. And the case of Rav Chama Bar Guria was, v'kodam v'toval l'shem ben chayrim. When he toivled himself, he said, b'pemole, I'm being toivled myself l'shem ben chayrim. He said, l'shem ben chayrim. So then, the tefillah helps. Now, the Meiri says pshat in this Gemara. I don't understand completely the Meiri. The Meiri says as follows, l'foneho, before she became a giyoyres, av bistam, a fellow they didn't say anything, dohoyil vakati goyahi, this is the Loshen HaMeiri. Since, she is still a goye, vadai ein ze toivel al dashiye eved lagoy. So Ziche is not toivling himself to become an eved agoy, viyachilenu tmeis, she'll give him tmeis, she's a goyte. I don't understand why he has to say this. I mean, if she's a goyah, it's partial he's not toibling himself l'shem avdus, because a goyah is not kinyan avdus by a goy.
a kinyan avdus of milin tefila is bechal not applicable by a goy. So why does the miri have to give a reason? The reason says the tefila is not l'shem avdus because since she's a goy, so he should want to become an evet goyte. She'll give him tmeis. So he has to explain why I assume there's no tefila l'shem avdus. It's poshut there's no tefila l'shem avdus. There's no din avdus to a goy ayidei tefila. I don't understand. But upon him, that's what he says. Lachel, tav kibim meforish. But afterwards, when she's a yid already, so now you have to know, she purchased him for an evit. Now, in dinei avdus is a din tvile makes him for an evit, and there's a tvile that can make him for a yid also. Now there's a tvile stomach. So we say, stop it, she purchased you for a nevid, and the seder is that a nevid, you get a kinyan aguf with mila tvila, so, mistame, you toivu yourself l'shem yadus, unless you'll say, bepe mole, that you toivu yourself l'shem yadus. That is the Gemara. My chavrusa asked a very pertinent kasha, which I don't understand, Take. He asked as follows, we're talking about over here that an Eved was tovel himself l'shem yadus. Kodam v'tovel l'shem ben choyrin. So we have a whole Asik that kodam v'tovel l'shem ben choyrin, so it becomes a yid, and it's mavkiyah midei shibur. Is Kan shoyel aben, how does he become a yid? I mean, in order to become a yid, you need Kabbalah's mitzvahs. I mean, you don't become a yid. So the Ben Avrami Nahor says, there was already Kabbalah's mitzvahs. There was Kabbalah's mitzvahs. There was tefillah. There was only missing for the Gmar Geiris, was only missing tefillah. So now it matters what the tefillah is going to be. If it's tefillah Shem Abdus or tefillah Shem Geiris. So Lechere, yes, if we're speaking about, the story is that he went to Besdin before, it was a Mekabel mitzvahs, so the Kabbalah's mitzvahs was L'shem Geiris L'cheira, I mean, he was a Mekabel mitzvahs, and now he tovels himself stam. So why, Mehechi Teishi, should we say that he wants to tovel himself L'shem Abdus? Why isn't the Kabbalah's mitzvahs before Bifnei Besdin enough of a Gilui Das that he wants to tovel himself L'shem Yadus? Basically. But Al Kaponim, that's how Rava said pshat in this Maise with Bluria Hagiyaris. Oma Rav Ivye. Now, Rav Ivye said, Rav Ivye holds like Rav Chama Bar Guria, that a goy is not kaina kinyan aguf, a yid is kaina kinyan aguf. But Rav Ivye said, Amir de Kechidish. Omar Rav Ivye, Loishonu Elo Boloikeach Mino Ivet Kechot. This halacha that Rav Chama Bar Guria said, that the Yid only acquired a Kinyan Maisa Yadayim, a Kinyan Shibud in the Evet. When is that said? Elo Boloikeach Mino Ivet Kechot. If he purchased the Evet from a goy, Avol oivet kechovim gufei koni. But what happens if it did not belong to a goy? A goy comes over to him and wants to sell himself as an evet knani. Wants to sell himself as an evet. Wants to sell himself as an evet. So then Rav Ivye says, Amoyu de kechidish. You want to sell yourself to me for an evet? Then it's gufei koni. Rav Shimon explains that means in choshen mishpot, he has a kinyan aguf. There's dinim, you have to be toivel, you have to need tefillah, milish b'chayv b'mitzvahs, but there is nothing to do with the kinyan aguf. The kinyan aguf is already chal with the mechira. So Rabbi Yehuda said, Amir dikezach. Rabbi Yehuda is saying as follows. That means, if I'm purchasing the Eved, not the Eved is selling himself to me. I'm purchasing an Eved from a goy, that the Eved sold himself to the goy. So then, the sfar is as follows. I can only get what the goy possessed. the goy had a kinyan shibud in him, the goy had a kinyan maisi yodav, he can't sell his guf to the goy, there's no kinyan a guf to the goy. So memele, if I purchase from the goy his eved, I only have a kinyan maisi yodayim in the eved, memele, then there'll be a din, that'll be mafkiyam idei shibud. But if the guy comes over to me himself and he's selling himself to me, then I can purchase a kinyan aguf. Then I get a kinyan aguf. And where did Rav Ivya get this from? Rav Ivya got this from as follows. The chsiv, the gam bimnei ha-teishovim ha-gorim imochem, mehem tiknu. So there's a diyuk. Atem kainim mehem. V'loihem kainim mikem. V'loihem kainim ze mize. So it says over there, there's a psamil. Mehem tiknu. You can purchase a goy. But a goy can purchase a yid. So the Gemara says, V'loihem kainim mikem. A goy can purchase a yid. Lamai. Ilaim alamai se yodov. A goy does not have a kinya maisa yodayim in a yid. For siva li eker mishpachas ger, the omar mar mishpachas ger, zo eved kichom. So there we're speaking about that he's selling himself for an eved to a goy. Elo lav le gufei. No, the posik is speaking about atem koinim mehem, that you can get a kinyan haguf from a goy. But a guy can get a kinyan aguf in another guy, and a guy can have a kinyan aguf in a yid. He only has a kinyan maisi yadayim. V'koma rachmone atem koinim mehem afilu gufe. You can get a kinyan aguf. So memela, this is Rav Ivya Shtiktayre. Porich Rav Ache eime bekaspe ubetvile. So Rav Ache asked Akashe, that's true. The Pasuk says that you can get a kinyan haguf in a goy, but it could be through tefillah. You need kaspa and tefillah. So now, I'd just like to say over how Rav Shimon explains Rav Ache and the problems he has in Rav Ivya. He says, Rav Ache held a person is not a bailim on his goof to sell his goof to someone else. He doesn't belong to himself, but he's a bailim to sell himself. He can only sell maisi yodov. That means he can be mishabed himself to work for Yana, whatever avdus includes is mechayiv. But he doesn't belong to himself to sell himself to someone else. That gufei koni. That's what Rav Ache held. There's no such, so a guy can't sell himself to me, a kinyan a guf. He doesn't belong to himself. That means a person can sell his chamer to me because his chamer belongs to him. So the bailus niyasin's chamer can sell him to me. But a guy does not belong to himself that he can sell himself to me. That's what Rav Ache held. Either the posik atem koinim mehem. You could be koinim for them. It means you can get a kinyan agu. So he says, yeah, there's a xeris a cost of through tefillah you get a kinyan agu. Through tefillah you get a kinyan agu. That was Rav Ache shtik toyer. Fine. So he says, there's no raya from the posik that a guy can sell himself. Rav Ivya, Rav Shimon has a lot of problems to understand Rav Ivya. What is the problem to understand Rav Ivya? Rav Ivya, we see that Rav Ivya holds that he could sell a kinyan aguf. So that means that the lechayre, we understand that it's an article transferable up yigidrei chayshe mishpat. A guy belongs to himself and then he can sell himself to a fine. Okay, if it's that way, we'll buy it. So, fragt Rav Shimon two kashas. One kasha is, so, how do we understand What if the Yid got a Kinyan Maisa Yodayim in him? So what right does the Yid have to toivel him and get a Kinyan Aguf? That means, if we say that the Guf HaGoy belongs to the Goy, and he can sell his Guf to a Yid, so that means as follows, that he's a Bailim to sell his Guf to a Yid, and then it's Guf HaKoni, he's Amadoy Melechama, he belongs completely to the Yid. He can't sell his Guf to a Goy, that's a Yid, you can't sell your Guf to a Goy, but a Yid, you can't sell. So that means like this, in Hilchis Choshen Mishpot, there's Maisi Yodo, and there's the Gufa Odo. And theoretically, a Goy can sell his Guf. He can sell his Guf to Yid. A Goy can't sell his Guf. To Yid, he can't sell his Guf. Fine. But there's two inyonim. There's Maisi Yodo and the Guf. And the Goy is a Bailim on both. But to a Goy, he can't sell his Guf. To Yid, he can't sell his Guf. So he says, so what happens, let's say, in the case of Rav Chome Baguya? A Goy sold himself to a Goy. Now, he sold himself to a Goy. So what did his Odin possess? His Odin possesses, you can't sell the Guf to the Goy. So the Odin possesses a Kinya Maisi Yoda. So now, let us look. So what's Tutzach Do? So when it's by the Goy, so Pshad is the Eved, the Guf still belongs to him. He can't sell his Guf to the Goy. And the Maisi Yodo belongs to the Goy. So that's what it is. Now, the Goy went and sold the Maisi Yodo to a Yid. Fine. But whatever he had, he sold. So finished. So where are we up to? We're up to the same Matzav now. So the Maisi Yodo belongs to the Yid, and the Kinyan Aguf belongs to the Goy. So now, if we want that the Yid should possess the Kinyan Aguf, so time with Rab Shimon, so let the Goy sell it to you. That means if the halacha would be that now you can make a new Kinyan with the Goy, listen, before I got your Maisi Yodo, the Guf belonged to you. But now I want to be kind to your Guf also, so I'll give you another $1,000, sell me your Guf. If that would be the halacha, that's beautiful, then we understand it very well. But there's no such din. The Goy doesn't sell his Guf he's the Bailam on his Guf, but he doesn't sell his Guf to the Yid. The Yid is kind of the Kinyan Aguf, Bal Kochai of the Goy. We'll see later. He tables him. So it's very difficult to understand. Then he also asks, he says, how do we understand this, that if the Kinyan Aguf is a commodity that could be sold, according to Rav Ache, a Goy could sell his Guf to a Yid. So how are you kind of Kinyan a Guf with a mikveh? How does Tvile make this transfer? The Kashas are Meirdik. The Teretz is very difficult for me to understand. So Salman HaKaponim live with the Kashas. But these Kashas he asks on Rav Ache. About Kaponim, this is the Chaluki Deis between Rav Ache and Rav Ivye. This is Rav Ivye. The problems are on Rav Ivye and Rav Chome. Kashi. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, בין בסנם של הפיריש רנתו מושם בני חיירים, במפורש כדרב חומה בגויה, דקטונה וקודם וטובל לשם בן חיירים. יישא בפיריש, יישא בשם, הנה מפורש. אבל עובד כחוב מגופי, עובד כחוב משמוך עצמוי לישראל, קונה ישראל לגופי. ואם קודם וטובל לשם בן חיירים, לקונה עצמוי בני חיירים, because then he gets a kinyan aguf. Aloivet kechovim milay koni leil Yisrael amaisa yodo, v'chsivay li'eka mishpachas ger, v'omamar mishpachas ger, zehoivet kechovim. So now, Ravach es takavshe, eima bekaspa betvila. L'shum avdes, udekam arachmon aliknik, could be only koina kinyin aguf, only with the gzeres akosav of tvila. Avlum kodam betovu l'shem ben chayrim, v'chanamid ben chayrim. Period.
Avdei the Rav Ashi boy latbulei. Rav Ashi wanted to be matpul. Skipped over. Omar Shmu, b'tzorich letokfei b'mayim. That b'shas you're matpul him, you have to be toikif him b'mayim. L'chay letokfei b'mayim means that you have to be matpul him, just like you're matpul a keli, you stick it into the water, so you have to push him into the water. Tzorich letokfei b'mayim. That's a chelik. Here, Rab Shimon explains that if you need a tvile, that's what we'll see soon in the sugya, this is a very difficult time when you're making a tvile. That means, it could be a tvile l'shem avdis, it could be a tvile l'shem yadis. I mean, we have over here, kodam, it can make a tvile l'shem yadis. So Shmuel said, "Tzorich letokvei b'mayim." You have to make the ma'isa tefila, not him. Not he's toivling himself. He's toivling himself. He can think what he wants to think. No, you're making the ma'isa tefila. You're toivling him into the mikveh. So the tefila is nisyaches to the matpil. So since you're making the ma'isa tefila and you're being matpil on the shame of this, so memelus, it becomes an eved. So you have to make the ma'isa tvila, not tell him Rabbi the bitter tevilzich. If you tell him bitter tevilzich, he'll tevil himself for shame cheres. So you have to be matful him, without you making the ma'isa tvila. V'tzorich letokvoi b'may, ki hai de minyomin avdei de Ravashi. Minyomin was an eved of Ravashi, boi lat bulei. He wanted to be matful him for shame avdus. So he gave over this Eved to Ravine and Ravache Berei Derove. Omalohu, but he wanted to make clear. Chizu d'minaychu ko be'inolei. He says, listen, I want you to be matvelem l'shem abdis, but if he's going to be toivel himself l'shem cheres, you're going to pay for it. He told him in advance, I'm putting this if he's not, well, you have to be very careful. We're not playing around with the Kleinigkeiten over here. If he is titled himself L'shem Cheres, I'm gonna mung from you the money. So they saw it's an Ernst Geschäft. Is Romulei Arvise Bitzavore. So they went, the first thing they did, they put a noose around his neck. Alpulei Bitzimtzamai. And this noose was very convenient. There was a loop to the noose, so if they wanted to, they can tighten it. And if they wanted to, they made it loose. Alpulei v'tzimtzimulei. Alpulei ki heichid l'lehevi chitzitze. Tzimtzimulei ki heichid l'lekadim v'leime l'hu l'shem ben choyrim anitoivu. Now let us see Rashi. What does Rashi say? The tokvay b'may kshemadbiloi l'shem yadus la'avdus. When you matpulim tzorich shiyit bekenu lo seis olov oil meloche b'mayim kedei shetei niris ketvilas avdus. That you should show that this is a tvilas avdus. Shafilu yoimahu l'shem ben chayrim, loikone atzmoi ben chayrim, v'lo yeimah moshes bedvorov. That means the tvile has to be such a tvile that from the ma'isa tvile we see he's an avdus. So he can't say, I'm toivu l'shem ben chayrim if the ma'isa tvile is an avdus to ketvile. Boi latvuili l'shem yadus la'evit, Minaychu kobeinolei im yagdim boim l'shem ben chayim. If he tables himself l'shem ben chayim, I'm going to mung from you. Arvise kabisteri, that's a noose. V'tzimtzemoi dachkuhu likshar b'tzavori. They made it tight around his neck. Mishum letokvay b'mayim. That means they had him around the neck that they should be able to
push him in the water. That means they pushed him in the water, they held him underneath the water with this noose. And Alpalei v'tzimtzim elei, shahayu lei anive, when they wanted to, they made the right, they were meishach the reisha chevel, v'udoichik me'elov, and then they had full control of him. They had a loose when he was, they slept him underneath the water, and then they made it a little loose that it shouldn't be a chatzitza. You have to have a kosher and tefillah. That was the Maisa Tefillah. Bahadi the Dolly Reishe Mimaye, when his head started coming up from the water, Anchule Zulte de Tina Areishe, so when his head started coming up, so they put a keli full of mud, and they put it on top of his head, V'omrulei zil amte lebei morach. Bring this to your ode. Zulte dem tine kli molei tit. Now, the Rishonim say that really this was l'ravche de milse, since the whole tvile was a tefillah of tokvei b'mayim, so it was a tefillah l'shem yadis. But it was l'ravche de milse l'achzikoi eved b'fnei kol, that when he comes up, you see right away that they're doing a maisa avdis with him. Lulei de mistafina, I would say something, I don't know how true this is, but ulai. There's a Bakante Kesef Mishnah, a very famous Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Tevilah. The Kesef Mishnah says that the Gmar Tevilah, like we understand Tevilah, if a person is underneath the water, so that's, he's toyer. He's toyer when he's underneath the water. That's the Tevilah. That when he comes up, he has to come up or else he'll drown. But the coming up is has nothing to do with the tare. He's toyer underneath. The Kesef Mishnah says if a person was tomei and he touched something in the water, he's metamet. He doesn't become toyer underneath the water. The process of coming up from the mikveh, the going out of the mikveh, that's Goymer the Tare. The Tare is coming out of the Mikveh. As I find a Kesef Mishnah. So, perhaps we could say as follows. In Kainem Anachno, that's the Gemar Tvile, the coming out of the Mikveh. So Lachera was like this. The Tokvay B'mayim, they were matvil him. So Kozman, they had the noose tied around the neck. They can be mad for him. They're controlling him. They slap him underneath the water. Now, when he starts coming, but he's not a ben chayr. He's not, the tefillah wasn't nigma yet. Kozman, he's in the water, he's not nigma. The gemara tefillah is when he starts coming up from the water. So l'chayr, I think, the first mashu that comes up from the water, that's the Gemar Tefillah. It doesn't have to come out and gansen from the water. The coming out of the water, that means the first mashu that comes out from the water, that's the Gemar Tefillah. Now, it could be that they can't schlep him out of the water, the first mashu, because then there's a chatzitza. And it's going to be tight. If it's going to be tight, so they can't schlep him out of the water. And if they're going to loosen it, so he's coming up himself, So they lost whatever they wanted to accomplish. That means if the Gemar Tefillah is the coming up of the from the water, so then the noose, is the Gemar of the Geirus, of the Avdus is when he comes up from the water. So Lachayre, in that second, Dachsachmer, there's not permitted to be a Chatzitza in the Mayim. But then they have to loosen the noose, because if they won't loosen it, it'll be a chatzitze. So therefore, it could be they had to make that as soon as his head started coming up from the water, they had to do another Maisa Avdus to show that he's an Eved, and that's why they needed this Keli Al Gabi Roisha. I don't know if there's Yesh Tvorim Begavah, but La'ir Abosim. Zuck the Gemara weiter. Omaler Apopo L'Rove, Chozi Mar Hani Debei Pope Ba'abe, the Yavi Zuzi Le'inshi Le'kagayu, Umishabdi Bahu. Now, there were Goyim who owed taxes to the government. And Rav Pope Barabe was a very wealthy person, and he made a whole Isaac out of this. He used to go and pay their taxes. And the Malchus said that whoever pays the taxes of a Goy, who didn't pay the taxes, you have him for an Eved. So he's your Eved. So Memele, so that's what Rav Pope Barabe used to do. He used to pay their taxes, and he had a lot of Goyim that were avodim by him. That they used to give money for the people to pay for their taxes, and they were mishabed with these people like avodim. Ki nafki tzrichi gite de cherusa oiloi. So when they want to get rid of them, do they need a shtar shichu, yes or no? Now let us see Rashi and Tosis what the shaila was. Rashi says, the yovi zuzi leinchi lekagai, kshay noisin and kesev gulgaylos amelch, did not pay income taxes to the king. Tosin oisoim gabi hamelch, so the gabi hamelch used to take them. Bahani debei papa shiremoi, upeirem amas legabi amelech, vekoinem oisem lavodi mehem. Vaoivdei keichovim hoyo oisem haniknim, these were goyim. Vekami boi lei havi kinyin, dechili na, delechi nafki minei li boi gita decherusa oiloi. That when they'll go out, they need a shtach shicho. Now let us see Toises. Toises elaborates a little bit more. What is the shailam? Kinovki tzrich egitel de cherusa eloi, misafkeloi, idine de malchuse dine, is dine de malchuse dine, va'av al gav de loikoni gufei hochi koni, edu machanami loikoni la maise yodov machiusa mairi moyu boin liskaya. So Tosfos says the shalom gemara was as follows. We have a pasuk. The pasuk says that Atem kainim mehem, vehem ein kainim zemize. A goy cannot have a kinyan aguf and another goy. Now, it seems the dini de malchusa was that the goyim who did not pay the taxes, they had a kinyan aguf. That was the dina malchusa upon them. That they had a kinyan aguf in these goyim. And the Rapapa Barabe purchased these goyim from the Malchus. So the Gemara is clearing a shaila, even though we have a posik, that heim ein koinim zem izeba could be al staloch of dina malchus adin, they could get a kinyan aguf. So memele, if they sold them to you, you have a kinyan aguf now. So now they'll need a shtar shicha in order, if they want to be megayed themselves, because you have a kinyan aguf already in them, without tvila, amila. That is the shaila of the Gemara. Amalai, eichushchivi le omri lechu amulsa. If I would have died, I would be unable to tell you what aloch is. Hochi omar abshayshes muhakayu dahani betapse de malke monach umalke omar mandelo yoiv kalge mishtabed lamande yoiv kalge. Let us see Rashi, Melkayu Dahani Chaisaman Shal Eilu, Betapsa de Malke, Shein Loila Avodim, Tapsa Algis. Malko Mehukach Mechahu, Uboy Git de Cherusi, Boy Legiure, Lishtaruye Bebas Yisrael. That means there's a Kinyan Haguf now, and in order for them to be Megai themselves, you have to first get rid of your Kinyan Haguf that you have in them. Rabchiye bar abe ikla legavla.
Abchia Bar Abba went to a place, Kavla, and they went, they saw very interesting things there. Number one, Chaza Benois Yisrael, the Ma'abron Migeirim Shamalu V'loi Tavlu. That the Benois Yisrael, the one is Abba from Geirim, that did not make Tefillah. Number two, V'chaza Chamra Di Yisrael, the Mazgi Oivde Kechavim V'shasa Yisrael, there was Yiddish wine, that a guy poured, and the Yidin drank that. Goyish Ebeiders. V'chaza Tomusin De Sholki Oivde Kechavim. The third thing, he saw Tomusin, a type of a bean, that Goyim cooked it, V'ochle Yisrael. Shaila Bishalakum. V'loi amalu v'loi midi. He didn't tell them anything. Also, l'kami de Rabbi Yochanan. Then he came, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba came to Rabbi Yochanan, and he related to Rabbi Yochanan what's happening in Gabla. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan told him, Tzei v'hachveis, make a hachos al b'neim shehei mamzerim. All the bonim there, the mamzerim. Val yeinom mishum yein nesach. Bal tumusan mishum bishulei oivit kechavim, the tumusan is also as bishalakum, lefi she'enom b'nei teirik. And that why he asked, we'll see the tumusan as bishalakum, that is not me'iker adin, that's because they're not b'nei teirik. Nothing was going to explain. Al b'neim she'en mamzeirim, Rabbi Yochanan l'taim mei, b'amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, b'amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo'ilom ein ger, ad she'yimo v'yitva. That is no, the geris isn't chal till tevila. V'kivin de lo'i tovel, since he wasn't tovel himself, evit kichavim, he's still a goy. V'omar, that's one Rabbi Yochanan, that you need mila tevila. V'yomar Abba, bar b'achon Rabbi Yochanan, evit kichavim, evit abo b'as Yisrael, avlad mamza. So Memele, Rabbi Yochanan l'shito, so Memele, if there were benois Yisrael that were nis'aba from Geirim Shalei Tavlu, so in other words, they were nis'aba from Goyim, so therefore the children are Mamzeh. Ba'al Yeina Mishum Yein Esach, Mishum Leich Lech Amrim Nezires, Cheil Scheil Lekarma Leisikrov. That means even though there wasn't a Negiye, it was only Koichai B'yayin, but we also have to ask for this als tam yeinum or yein esach. Baal to muslim ishum bishuli yavdikei chav li sheinem b'nei teire, because they're not b'nei teire. So the Gemara says, ha b'nei teire, but what would the din be if they were b'nei teire? Sure, then you're allowed to eat it. This was a special knas because they were not b'nei teire. So the Gemara says, Tzoma Rav Shmu bar Rav Yitzhak Mishmei Derav, Kol hanechel kemoishu chai, ein boi bishum bishulei oivdei kechav. That if it's nechel kemoishu chai, there's no din of bishulak. Above a tumis, eini nechel kemoishu chai. You have to cook it 7 times for it to become edible. Is v'yesh boi mishum bishulei oivdei kechav. So why did the Gemara say that the reason he asked the Tumusim is because they weren't b'nei Torah, me'ikar adin the Tumusim ha'osa, because it's not nechel k'moy shulchai, so it's b'shulakul. So the Gemarin says, Rabbi Yochanan ki'idach lishne svirle, the Omar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzhak mishmei derav, kol she'ein oila al shulchan melochim lechel boi esapas, ein bay mishum bishulei oivdei kechavim. Something which is not oilal, if it doesn't have achshivis, it's not served al shulchan melochim, so there's no din bishulakum. So memele, so these tumosim are not a macho which is oilal shulchan melochim. So meiker adin, it should be mutter, there's no isa bishulakum. Betaimo, deine b'nei teire, since they're not b'nei teire, he wanted a Tansen them, so Mameli said it's also as Bishalakum, or B'nai Teire, sure. If they would have been B'nai Teire, so then there would be Mutter, because Me'ikar Adin, since it's not Oila, Shulchan Melochim, it is, there's no Isra Bishalakum. Let us see Rashi. ולפי שאין בני תורה, התומסם קוי, דאין בי משום בישול אוהב דקיחו, מעיקר הדין, דזנו יישא בשלקם, כמפורש לקרמון, ולפי שאין בני תורה, צי ועשור עליהם שלא יזלזלו בבישול אוהב דקיחו. ויינו משום יינסך, דאב אגב דולי נוגי, they didn't touch the wine, אלא קוי חיבלמו, עושה משום לך לך אמרינו לנזיר. תומס אין אוהלו שלכם מלאכם, let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis says, Rabbi Yechanan kidach lishne sfiralei, Oymer Rabbeinu Tam, the kula moidi, everyone holds, dich shenechel kemoishu hu chai, de ein boi mishum bishulei evit kecham, that's a dover muskim, the oma, the ein mamidim, dike binayu dogim ktanim arzi vedaise haynu dvorim she ein oylem al shulchan malachim ve ein necholim kemoy shehin chayim. So there there's a machlokes. If you need all of shulchan malachim, so it's muta. If you don't need all of shulchan malachim, it's also. Lo nokat kama dvorim an necholim shehin chayim ve oylem al shulchan malachim kemoy peiris v'chvina chiyotze behem. So our kocher, that's a double muskim. If it's nechel kamoy shul chai, so if it's oilo shul chamalochim, it's also mutter. No, the whole machloikis is, if it's not nechel kamoy shul chai, but it's not oilo shul chamalochim. Do we have here another heta, that ain oilo shul chamalochim is a heta bishalakum? Well, there's no such heta, that's the whole machloikis. But if it's nechel kamoy shul chai, there's no shaila. B'hod osa Rabbi Yechanan hosem beye, af agav d'roi ligoymo chaya, you could go and swallow it raw, ein zu achila chashuva. That's not called nechel kamoy shul chai. It's edible, but that's not called achila chashuva. Nechel kamoy shul chai means you can make an achila chashuva without bishul. And Taisa bing zaraya d'chanami boso meliach, salted meat, muta letautloi b'shabes, the chazi lachila, even though it's raw, it's not mukta because it's chazi lachila. So you see that doesn't fall into the category of nechel kamoy shul chai, since it is not an achila cheshuva. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tom the Rabbanu. Ger shemol veloy toval. There was mila without tvila. Rabbi Lazar Reimer, Areza Ger. So that's sufficient for Geris. Shekein Matzino Baviseinu Shemolu Veloitavlu. That means before Matan Teire, there was mila on the Schorim. And that was the Geris before Matan Teire. Taval Veloimo. But if there was tvila without mila, Rabbi Shuaima, Areza Ger. She came out sinu be imoys she tovlo b'lei molu. The hachona of Kabbalah Satoire for the noshim was tvila. So memele, you see that alone is a hachona for geiris. That's all what you need. The hachomim oimrim, you need both. Toval v'loi mol, mol v'loi toval, and geir. So we have a three-way machloikis. Rabbi Lazar holds mila without tvila sufficient. Rabbi Yeshua holds tvila without mila sufficient. Tchamimod, you need both. So now the Gemara asks in the machloikis of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua nami neilef ma'ovis. Why didn't Rabbi Yeshua learn out from the ovis that there was mila without tvila? Rabbi Lozo nami neilef meimoyz. Why didn't Rabbi Lozo learn out from the moyz? There was tefila without mila. The chitayim, and now the Gemara is going to go on Rabbi Lozo. The chitayim ain't done in efshe mishi efshe. Rabbi Lozo holds you can't learn out from the moyz. By the moyz does not shaykh mila, some meila, so their tefila made them keirim. Masha ain't came by the ovis, since it's shaykh mila, then you need mila. So then tefillah is not sufficient. So Rabbi Lazar holds, Rabbi Lazar holds, ain't done him efshar mishi efshar. So the Gemara says it's not true. V'asanya Rabbi Lazar aimer, minayin lepesach doirei shein bo elo minachulim. How do you know that a Pesach Deiris does not come from Mois Maisi Sheini? It comes from Mois Chula. Nema Pesach be Mitzrayim, Nema Pesach be Deiris. Ma Pesach ha'oma be Mitzrayim, ein bo elo min ha'chula. Pesach Mitzrayim was not bought with May Maisi Sheini. How do we know that? Because there was no Maisi Sheini in Mitzrayim. But Al Kaponim, but that's true, it wasn't purchased with May Maisi Sheini. It was purchased min achulim, as a Pesach amol adoris, ain't a boy elo min achulim. So Rabbi Lozo said that we learn now Pesach doiris from Pesach Mitzrayim, which was bo min achulim. Amalei Rabbi Kiva, v'chidonim efsha mishii efsha tushto. There's a limit from over there, Pesach Mitzrayim, it was born, bought min achulim. You can learn from over there, there was only chulim. So you can learn that there was no Mois Maisi Sheini. How can you learn that the Mois Maisi Sheini is no good? Omalei, so Rabbi Loza told Rabbi Kiva, Afa pi shi efshe, raya gdoili, kashef ha-mais. Olamaisa, we learn that the first Pesach was Pesach Mitzrayim. The first Pesach was bo min achulim, kashef ha-vos, aber olamaisa was bo min achulim. So memele, that's a Pesach deris has to be. It has to be bo min achulim. So now we have a Meirdike Kasha. So Mamela we see Rabbi Leza holds Lameidim Efsha Mishai Efsha. That means that so Mamela, so why didn't Rabbi Leza say like Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua said that Vila is sufficient for Geiris. In the Makar of Rabbi Yeshua is the Imois, because by the Mois there was no Mila, there was Tfila alone. So why doesn't Rabbi Lazar hold that Tvila is sufficient for Geiris? So the Gemara says, you're right, 100%. Elo, bitoval, veloimo, kolam, leplegi, Rabbi Lazar's made it to Rabbi Yeshua. That Tvila is sufficient. The Mahani, that Tvila is sufficient. Ki plegi, the machlekes, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua is bimol, veloitoval, the other way around. Is that also sufficient to make Geiris? Rabbi Lezer Yalef me Ovis. Rabbi Lezer said, no, the Ovis, there was such a Geiris also. There was a Geiris of the Ovis, a Mol of a Leitova. The Rabbi Yeshua be Ovis nami Tvila have. Rabbi Yeshua said, no, by the Ovis there was Tvila. So Memele, you don't have a raya that meal alone is sufficient, and I have a raya that tefillah alone is sufficient. From the Mois, Memele, so that's Machlokes, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lazar. Let us just see Rashi. So Rashi says, Baviseinu shemolu bimei Moshe, kshiyotzu mimitzrayim, viyotzu mechlal bnei noyech lekabel ha-toyre, ולקבל פני השכינה. בימויס נשסיים, שטוב לו כמפורש לקמל. ואם לא טוב לו, במניח לסותח אז כאן פשכינה. בשי אפשר, אם מויס היא אפשר לומר, אלא מן החולן, ולא מדמי מייס השני. דקת המייס השני, לא יהב. How do we know that the Pesach was not bought ממויס מייס השני? Because there wasn't such a thing as מייס השני. אין בו אלא מן החולן, למותי מדמי מייס השני. Horisine be menoches patoide, omolei rabbi kivi vchidonim efsher, oman de goes rabbi Yeshua kash, it can't be goes rabbi Yeshua said this, omar rabbi Yeshua donim mei mois, rabbi Yeshua zichot donim efsher mishi efsher, mishi efsher mi pesach mitzrayim, the haid loy bo min a maisa, the efshu, the kati maisa loy have, be mokain, now that's the Gemara further. That is just the Toisvis. Omalei Rabbi Kiva v'chidonim efsher mishei efsher. Taima. So Rabbi Kiva holds ein donim efsher mishei efsher. So Taima Rabbi Kiva minolon the ein mishalshin b'makis. The Gemara says mishalshin b'momin b'mishalshin b'makis, which means as follows. That means, let's say you had two edim that were mechayev someone $30. So, and you amazim them, so each one doesn't have to give $30. You can divide up the einish, and each one will give $15, and that is sufficient. That's Mishalshin B'Mumin. Pain Mishalshin B'Makis, if they were Machayev someone 39 Makis, we don't split up the Makis between both of them, but each one gets 39 Makis. The Pei Kama the Makis Shafinala, how do we know? There's a Psa'exeya Shavu from Misa. Just like by Misa and Mishalshim, you don't kill both of them, you don't divide up Doinish of Misa, so you don't divide up Doinish of Malkis. But Taisha says, how can you learn out from Misa behind the Yevsha? You can't make Misa, you have to kill both of them. But ain't loim, some amela, and Rabbi Kiva holds, ain't done him Evsha Mishi Yevsha, so it could be Davke by Misa. But ain't loim, but the Hosam Digzeri Shavi Moid, Rabbi Kiva done him Mishi Yevsha. There's a Gzeri Shavi, so there you don't ask any kashas. Shim Deng Zeri Shavi Lamachs, Abel Hoche Bin Yinofu, but here it's a Mamatzino, and a Mamatzino that we can have a Pilche, ain't done Evsha Mishi Yevsha, the Hoche Nami Akeshu. That what we learn now, Pesach Deiris from Pesach Mitzrayim, is not from a Mamatzin, it's from a Hekish. Kedemasik B'Seif HaToyde, the Dorosh HaBalazah, Mivyavad Toshi, Kol Avedi Shov, Zeh Kozeh. V'lei Kibbal Rabbi Kiva, Afal Gavdein Hekish Nami Lamachze. So that's face for Skarsha. Why by Gzeir Shov, Rabbi Kiva Odzdonim, Efsher, Mishi I Efsher, and by a hekish, she holds, ain't done him efsha, misha I efsha.